talking with Winola, fourth grade teacher, Carly mentioned, man, what a great project they unveiled this week, a free library project, they call it, over at Winola. First up, kind of take us through the backstory of kind of where this idea came from.
Okay. So in my classroom, each year we try and take on a couple different what we consider problem-based learning ideas, and the kids work through real-life situations on how to solve that and how we can create it. And last year, my group worked really hard on the new innovation lab that we have here at Winola. And so this year, they were given the question of, you know, we're in a school and we're in a rural community and not everybody can get to a library. What are a variety of ways that we think we can get books in the hands of every kiddo in this building? And so through brainstorming and group projects and things like that, they came up with a student had seen the free libraries out and about. And so we started to do a little research on that. And in their groups, they each designed what they felt would be the perfect free library for us to have. And then they presented out, and we actually took bits and pieces from each group to create what is out in front of Winola. So after we did that, we pitched it to Mrs. Roberts, who then had to check with Mr. Boucher, and they were for sure all for it. So once we actually did string models so that the kids could measure it all out and things like that. So when we decided what we wanted, I reached out to John Rasky over at the high school, because I know he does some amazing things with kids over there, and asked him if he'd be willing to help us out, and of course he was. And so I sent him this string drawing picture to say, can you create this? And so even when the kids came yesterday, I asked them, I said, was it hard with what I gave you? And they were like, yes, because, you know, our model was string laid out on a floor to kind of give the visual, and then we had the measurements with it, and then they kind of brought it to life. So back in October, they came out the first time so that we could set the pole in the ground and get the cement done. And then they came back yesterday. My kids in the classroom had chosen the color and what they wanted. And so they chose to have a double-decker library, which is, I think, unique to our area, because they wanted the littles in our building and that come through the pathway of Winola every day to be able to reach it themselves. And so it's low enough to where they can open up. So we have all the picture books and the younger books in those categories. And then on the second level is where you're going to find the chapter books for upper elementary to be able to be used. And so this morning I pulled into school and beaming because the bottom level is half empty. So that was wonderful to see.
And that basically, logistically, how it works then is you pull up to the school and can take a book. I mean, that's basically how this free library project works?
For sure. My kids actually worked on a letter that we composed that went home to every Winola family, letting them know that, you know, we will also take donations. So it can work in the manner of, if you don't have a book, by all means, take a book, enjoy it. If you finish it, bring it back and exchange it for something else. So I do have books held back so I can continue to restock, but I think once the usage begins, I think it will really become an exchange program. And all the books in there were donated either by the kids in the classroom that did some weeding. We had some books that we weeded out of the library here at Winola, and some from Mattaville. So all donated books. And I think once the word spreads of that, I think we'll really see a lot of usage of things coming and going out of there.
Now, can the community, if they have children books, that they can contact you to help stock if they want?
Absolutely. I have a section that I'm keeping of boxed books so that way when I notice they're getting low, I can make sure I put some more out there. But, yeah, if there's books out there gently used that people are looking for a good home for, yes, please contact me at Winola and we'll work something out so that you know, our main goal is we want kids to love books. And so let's get these books into the hands of kids that can enjoy them from whatever age that they are. And it doesn't cost them anything. They don't have to have a library card. And part of the reason we wanted to put it right here at Winola is because of all the kids. We're a hub for Matteville in the morning, where we have kids come in fifth and sixth grade, then go on to Matteville, and then all the kids that come through our building here. So they may not have the ability after school to go over to the Viola Library, and so now they have a library right at their fingertips.